7:33 the time, 27 minutes shy of the 8 o'clock hour on a Monday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show. Glad you're here. And did you go to work today? Is today a work day for you, or do you get the day off? It is, of course, President's Day. And I made reference earlier to it seems that we've kind of lost the meaning of President's Day, as everything, you know, commercials just kind of take over, and advertising and the dollar. It's all about the dollar. So we've turned Christmas, and I've mentioned this many times, into a holiday for shoppers, kind of missing out on the meaning of the holiday itself, and really all of a holiday. But President's Day in particular, it's just a day to buy mattresses for the most part. But some of these people that held the office of president here, there haven't been many of them. Some of them, most of them, have done an honorable service for their country. Let's talk about Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter, who now is 98 years old, still alive today. And we're just hearing some sad news about Jimmy Carter here this morning. But he was our 39th president. 39th president. I remember when he became president, he served from January of 1977 to 1981. I wasn't yet able to vote for anyone in 1977, but my first election I was able to vote for in 1981. On his second day as president, and this is the kind of tone that he was going to set. On his second day as president, Jimmy Carter pardoned all Vietnam War draft evaders. And that had become this dividing point in America as to who was going and who wasn't, and why were you going and why are you staying and why are you defying. So the Vietnam War, the conflict in Vietnam, became such a dividing line here in America. And it was generational. And it was almost a South versus North situation again. But what he did was he pardoned all Vietnam War draft evaders. Forget it. There's no more problem. There's nothing more to talk about. During his presidency, by the way, he also established the Department of Energy and the Department of Education. He created a national energy policy that included conservation way back then. Price control and new technology. He pursued the Camp David Accords. He negotiated the Panama Canal treaties and the second round of the Strategic Arms Limitation Talks with Russia, or SALT, as they were known. There was also something, and we've talked about it here on the program, which he was able to confront, which was called stagflation. The end of his presidency was ignominious, let's just say, in that it included the Iran hostage crisis and also the 1979 energy crisis, really. But the Iran hostage crisis, a situation where hostages were held for over 400 days, due to get out on his last day, or his really second to last day in office, but through a backdoor deal with the Reagan team that had won the election and was getting ready to take office, Iran waited to release the hostages until the President Reagan was sworn in. Kind of a slap in the face to Jimmy Carter. He had negotiated tirelessly to try and get the hostages back. Also during his presidency, Three Mile Island, the nuclear accident, of course, the Nicaraguan Revolution and the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan occurred. But it really was more, and it still is, more about his post-presidential life. I think of all of the presidents that we've had, no one spent more of their post-presidency helping others than Jimmy Carter. He, Habitat for Humanity, you may know what Habitat for Humanity is, where you build houses. It's a Georgia-based philanthropy that helps low-income working people around the world to build and buy their own homes, and it also gives them access to clean water. He's been all about that, and even up until a couple of years ago, he's 98 now, and even a couple of years ago, he went out and helped with Habitat for Humanity, something he was deeply involved with. So at 98, he's now our longest living president in American history. He's decided to forego further medical treatment. He's not gonna do it anymore. He's gonna enter hospice care at his home in Georgia. And after a series of short hospital stays, he's decided to spend his remaining time at home with his family and receive hospice care instead of additional medical intervention. The Carter family has asked for privacy during this time, and they're grateful for all the concerns shown by all of his admirers. And the center hasn't, they haven't elaborated on what conditions had prompted the recent hospital visits or his decision to enter hospice care. He survived a series of health crises in the in recent years, including he had a bout with skin cancer, melanoma, which spread to his liver and his brain. He's had repeated falls in the last several years. So, you know, if you know what hospice is, if you've ever had someone or, you know, a family member that's been admitted to hospice, whether at home or somewhere else, it's defined as care for terminally ill patients. When the priority is not to provide further treatment, but the priority then is to reduce pain and discomfort toward the end of their life, you find there's a lot of dignity in that. If you've ever been through it, you find that there's a lot of dignity there. The former president lives with his wife, Rosalynn Carter, who's also 95. They have a modest ranch house that they built themselves with their own hands in 1961. Former President Carter has defied illness and death for years now. So he's outlasted a couple of presidents that followed him, including George Herbert Walker Bush, who was the previous oldest living president until he passed away just a couple of years back. After President Carter's melanoma spread to his brain back in 2015, he drew praise, and rightfully so, for announcing it publicly. Even as he underwent treatment, he was teaching Sunday school at his Baptist church there in Plains, Georgia. And even after treatment, he got back on the hammer, as they say, and helped build houses. A life of dignity, absolute and total and complete dignity. And we owe him a great honor, and we owe him at least a thought or two today on President's Day, 7:41 the time.